It's time for Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
All right, folks, Mike the Ref here at the St. Albert Community Hall here with the CWE Nightmare on Elite Street Tour, not E-Lite, Mr. T. James Logan, but I digress at that point.
Hell
here.
How was the
light? Well, shout out to Gutbuster TV, who will be covering Tuesday's show as part of their indie wrestling series. But I'm joined here by the A-Team here with the wrestling mind, Brian Hamilton.
Oh, always a pleasure.
And the little man of the group, Andre C.
Yeah, I'm the little man now.
We'll get to that later on here. And found from a long distance absence here, Frenetico has joined us.
That's right. You never know when the East Coast Luchador is going to show up.
Now, I normally don't do this, but since we do have the ring announcer for the night tonight, I'm going to let him basically take over the show in terms of announcing these matches, and we'll go from there.
Sure, why not? I guess we're going right into it. First match of the night, Four Corner Survival match, Tag Team Four Corner Survival for the CWE Tag Team Championships. Tony Quinzina and Kenji Brea versus Alex Anthony and the King of Pong, Ethan Price, versus, I have to say this, at a combined 15 inches, the Blondourage, Cute Cody, and Tasty Travis versus the CWE Tag Team Champions, the Otter Shane Sabre, and Phil Atlas.
Now, for me, there's a couple things that came up in this show.
15 inches?
hell of a lot more than 15. Never mind.
Yeah.
First of all, Q Cody and Tasty Travis coming out to Grado's music. That popped me just a little bit there on that. But this match here, this is how you get a crowd going. It was nonstop action, back and forth. Everybody got their spots in. Everybody got their shots in. And told a very good story throughout the whole thing. Yeah. Now, in the end, first of all, I should bring up the fact that Shane Sabre and Phil Atlas managed to get the tag team titles off the... I believe it was the Clan.
Yeah, with Jacob Creed and Bobby Collins. Bobby Collins.
The Rebel Bobby Collins. And they managed to retain with their... essentially, it looked like a magic killer into an Impaler DDT, for lack of a better description of it here. Now, since we have a special guest on this show, Frenetico, what did you think of this match first?
Just awesome. As you said, just mayhem start to finish. But didn't overstay its welcome. And you know, sometimes that happens on a show where your opening match just goes on and on and on. These guys got in there, and they knew what they had to do, and they got right to it, right from the get-go. And they didn't let off the gas right until the three count. I loved it.
Brian?
Oh, what a way to start the show. Great opening match. You said all these guys were doing high-flying in the ring, outside of the ring. It was all over the place. This is how it should have started, and... You know, like you said, they did their time limit match, whatever. They did a perfect limit to it, and it was great. I enjoyed it. Great way to get the crowd going.
Andre.
I thought great high-paced opener. Said this before another time. You need to have a great opening match to really get the crowd into it, and I think this was a perfect example of that. Because you had a guy in... The fact is, they had, yes, eight guys. Sometimes with big matches like that, things get lost and get like kind of odd, but this one didn't, because they just kept things going consistently. There was a point where everybody was down, but it was after that big, everybody hit some big move, and I think it really worked. When everybody was down, that's when the crowd started chanting for people to get up, and it shows you Mike especially. Mike started that.
No. I want to bring up a very important point here. But I have to give a special pop to the referee at this point.
Yes.
Because Delmer turns around and asks, who are you counting out or who's legal when he's doing his 10 count? And the referee just yelled out, I don't care.
It's pretty much, it's just, like I said, it's a perfect high pace opener, which is what you need to fire up a crowd like this. And I thought it was a perfect way to start the show.
Yeah, it definitely carried the crowd into a frenzy to start off here, and a hell of a victory for the CWE Tag Team Champions in defending their titles. But let's move on to the next match.
All right, it was a six-man tag team match. The Beast, Killer Kaz Carter, and the Crazed Cowboy, Jacob Creed, against Steven Styles with a Z, the Mercenary, and Hotshot Danny Duggan.
Now, I'm going to have to step back from this matchup because if you guys watch a Chris Benoit match, it's pretty much the way I feel when I watch a Steven Styles match right now. So I'm just going to leave it at this. The finish of this match was a bicycle kick from Jacob Creed onto Garrison Creed, and then K-Doss got in for the cover 1-2-3. Hell of a victory for those three. Frenetico, your thoughts on the match?
You know, being on the other side of this, I kind of got to tell you, the second match in the show might be the hardest match to perform in because the crowd's already up, and the expectations on the second match is that the crowd's already up here, you got to keep them up there. So, you know, as important as the opening match is to get them there, the second match, keeping them there and keeping people entertained is important. And so in a match like this, it's also important to give them something different that they didn't see in the first match. And in this case, when the first match, having so many bodies, that was a difficult task. So I thought they did a pretty good job. They've kept it short enough that it kept my attention. And when the finish came, we were ready for it. So I was pleasantly surprised. I hadn't seen many of the people on the show perform before. My first time being at a CWE show. So seeing all of these guys with fresh eyes was really great for me. And reading about them on the internet and then seeing them in person is so different. And so you have expectations coming in, and this is a good match, I thought, for that slot on the show.
Brian?
Oh, a great way, great second match just for the show. Loved seeing Creed and Carter and Kados. What they were announced at coming in at over almost 850 pounds.
858, I think it was.
So, I mean, that was great. And it was always a great pleasure to see Danny in action again and the Mercenary. Overall, great match to for it, so enjoyed it.
Actually, I think the line of the night was it Kados? Kados?
Yep. Yeah. Yes.
But when someone said, it looks like you have a rat on your face, and his response was, I've had lots of rats on my face.
Yes.
Yes.
Sorry, Andre. I know you wanted to let that
I
out.
Wanted to see that, but honestly, I thought it was a very good match. I think it's the Danny Duggan match that I think whenever he's been here before. Like, he was worked in this area for a long time in other promotion, like working for a few other promotions, and he's gotten a very good following. And then bringing his own promotion here, I think whenever he's in a match, no matter what it is, he really helps fire a crowd up because he's that really kind of fun guy who gets a lot of people going. And it just overall good match. Kados, I love that guy. He's funny as hell and one hell of a wrestler too. So just I enjoyed this match and it kept the crowd up. Like you said, it kept the crowd up.
Absolutely, and I think I can announce the next one. Thank you. Going on to our third match of the night, it was the special attraction women's match. You had Jordynne Grace taking on Kelly Klein. Now, ROH's Women of Honor, Kelly Klein, against new assignee to the Shine promotion following her appearance at the Nova tournament, Jordynne Grace. Now, this, like, folks, if you have... I just got that notion out of Frenetico. If you guys haven't seen the Shine shows for that Nova tournament that just happened, please get Flow Slam and check it out because Jordynne made herself a star on those two shows.
Don't have a credit card.
We'll find a way for you, Andre.
Damn 900 numbers.
But this match here, I was looking forward to, and it definitely delivered without a doubt as far as I was concerned. The finish, like some of the spots that they went through during the match, it would be hard for a lot of the guys in this show to keep up with them on them.
Yeah.
The finish of this match was a snap German by Kelly Klein, and it followed up with a high knee to the face for a 1-2-3 in the victory. And these ladies are going at it. 20 matches in 21 days, apparently. So,
19. They're missing the last 2 days.
Oh, sorry. Missing the last 2 days and the first.
They're missing the last 2 days of the tour.
Regardless, it definitely was worth seeing, and they're going to be going at it a lot here. So, Frenetico, your thoughts on the match?
You know, I'm going to take just a small exception to the way you announced this, because special attraction. They belonged on that show, just like every other guy that was on.
It was announced as a special attraction, but I completely agree with you.
Yeah, they were, that was phenomenal. And I really, I like how they that whole thing went. They came in, they both look like athletes. They perform like athletes. They're wrestlers. They're not divas. They're not whatever you want to call, whatever they're putting on TV. This is what wrestling is. So when they come in, and I really don't even like looking at it as, oh, this is a women's match. No, that was a wrestling match.
That was a wrestling match with women in it.
Exactly. And you know, just a lot of fun, too. And just the little crowd interactions, that was always really great. But hard-hitting, just cringe a little bit, too, because, man, they were laying that stuff in. It was really great to see. And I really wish we could see more of that type of women's wrestling locally, you know, and there's just not enough women, you know, unfortunately, to see it. But when it does come around, and that's what you see, man, that's worth $20 at the door every single night.
That'd be worth $50 at the door if you ask me.
Hell yeah.
But, Andre, your thoughts?
Okay, so I got to mention one thing that Kelly Klein did. There's a little girl sitting front row on the one side, and she made sure to point her out and, like, really connect with her, too. And that's a big thing you got to do, especially with women in wrestling. And if you see little, like, younger girls in the crowd, you got to get them really, because for the most part, they don't have somebody to look to in the ring, because especially in Alberta wrestling, there's not a lot of women's wrestling. And the thing is, when they see them, when they see the women in there, they're getting connection like that with little girls like that is a really great thing. And both women in this match, but both phenomenal. Like that final knee to the face. Like, I thought you literally cracked. Like, I thought you
there broke was one, something in there was one of
Jordan's face.
There was at least more than one of those in that match, and including a big boot and a clothesline. I know I got one up on my Twitter account where Jordan Grace pretty much took Kelly Klein's head off.
Oh yeah,
during the match here. So check out my Twitter account at MikeTheRef for that for sure.
Yeah, just that snap German and then to the knee, though. I just love that finish. I'm like, it looks super impressive. Like, most guys can't even do a finish that well.
No, not at all. Brian, your thoughts?
Oh, well, they're great, Matt. Great third match for the card. I loved seeing these two women go at it. My God, can they put on a great show? The moves that they were doing was incredible. There was one point in the match that I can't remember if it was Jordan or Kelly, but they hit a stunner and the other one went.
That was Jordan that hit the stunner on Kelly.
And Kelly went back into the corner. It was looked so perfect. Like, my God, it was awesome to see. And these women, they know how to wrestle. I'm so glad to get to see them in person. I've seen them on TV, but to see them live in person is not the same. It's way better. I mean, just great to see. I loved it.
Absolutely. A phenomenal match, and I can't wait to see this rematch again in Springbrook tomorrow. So,
lucky.
But going on from there, I guess I'm going to let Andre take over the announcing duties once again. Sorry to steal your thunder on that one, sir.
Okay, so we're going to go into our CWE Championship match. So, we brought up out came first the Giant Orion, and then introduced next was the Legend. The Russian Nightmare Nikita Koloff, and came out with this huge ovation. I love that Iron Man song he was coming on to, and it was just great. And he took the mic from me, took my job, and brought out Tyler Colton. So the CW champion. And honestly, I really enjoyed this match. Like, I thought the two big men went back and forth really well together. I thought, like, really, really well.
Absolutely. I would say the only bad part about this match, personally, is the fact that both of these guys are 6'5", 6'6", plus.
7-foot giant.
Yes, absolutely. As we know, the Giant Orion is a regular here on Edmonton SPN, as he is part of CWC as well as MPW. But the bad part isn't the height. It's the height of the roof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was surprised. These guys did not hit the light or the...
No, that happened in the second match.
The second match and the third match.
Yeah.
No, they hit it once.
The third. They hit it once.
Yeah.
But regardless.
It was a body slam.
Oh, yeah. Foot clipped it, yeah.
We need to get a bigger venue for these guys height-wise.
Or just take that light off the roof.
Well, one or the other. But in the end, it was a very hard-hitting match. But Tyler Colton managed to get his version of the Atom Bomb with a basically a sunset flip powerbomb into a pickup powerbomb for sit-out style for the 1-2-3.
That was just pure strength. He did it over. You could have just pinned him right there, and then he just crossed his hands, lifted him up, and just smashed him again. Like I was super impressed. Like, just the power of Tyler Colton.
Tyler Colton is a deadlift weightlifting champion.
Yeah.
And for shoot, folks, I hate using that term on this podcast, but I'm going to use it anyway. But either way, fantastic match here with these guys. Frenetico, your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, when a ram hits another ram, you know, that's really what it was. You know, big, giant rams at that, you know. That was my first time seeing Tyler Colton as well. And, you know, the moniker, Wrestling's Strongest Man, he lived up to it. You know, Ryan's a big dude. So some of the stuff that they did was really, really impressive. But, you know, I think when I look at Orion, he's fairly new to the wrestling world, if I'm not mistaken, maybe a year in, something like
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Yeah.
To push the CWE champion to the limit like that is impressive. You know, you give this guy another 2 years, and, you know, if he's still here, you know, if he's not gone on to other places, then, you know, man, he's going to be a force to be reckoned with, more so than he already is. So very, very good showing. Very good.
Brian?
Oh, my God. This was a great match. I loved it because you had two big boys going at it, power versus power, and the strength on both these men. My God. It was great to see the action back and forth between them. But in the end, Tyler did get the win. It was great to see. But then, yeah, afterwards, Orion was trying to attack Colton. And, well, Nikita came in and laid a wicked Russia sickle on him, and my God, does Nikita still have it for the age he is? Very impressed to see him. I was very happy.
And I believe the theme song, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm pretty sure the Road Warriors used that in the old NWA days.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that was, because as soon as I heard it, that was immediately when I thought of. So very cool, very cool moment.
Absolutely. And just as Brian said, following the matchup, once the Orion understood that he lost the match, he decided to attack Tyler Colton in the corner, laying the boots down. Nikita Kolov got in the ring. Eventually, the Orion realized that it wasn't the referee tapping him on the back of the shoulder.
Yeah, he was staring. He was like, literally, the referee was standing in front of him, on the floor.
Nikita tapped the shoulder. He ignored. Once again, until he noticed the referee, then the Orion turned around, met with a couple right hands, and then off the ropes with that sick, sick sickle.
Yes.
And just decimated the Orion out to the outside. Fantastic victory by Tyler Colton defending his CWE championship. And
I think he's going to be a champion for a long, long time. The power and strength he has, he's simply that. He's simple.
Yeah, I haven't had much of a chance to see Tyler Colton, and I am very impressed with his work rate and his ability here. So, and then from there, we went to intermission here, and Kolov was taking pictures in the ring.
Ryan got one, and me and Mike got one with him too.
Yeah, check out our Twitter accounts, and we got our picture with the Russian Nightmare up there, and we've already had some tweets about some very jealous people about that, so very happy about
Gravy
that.
Gravy train.
So, from there, we went to post-intermission, we had our semi-main event.
Yeah, so our semi-main event of the evening, Top Talent, Big Josh Youngblood, and Heavy Metal taking on the Canadian Cougar. Who the heck was that guy?
No.
And then ROH star, the American Octopus, Jonathan Gresham, who I was super awesome. It's exciting to see for this show.
So, once again, I'm going to step back from this matchup for obvious reasons here. I just want to make one point. Jonathan Gresham, a hell of an athlete, and the Canadian...
And the Cougar.
And the Cougar definitely held his own in here.
Yeah.
I'm not going to continue talking about this match because the other two gentlemen in this matchup, I was well enough just trying to leave them alone, but they decided they wanted to throw some shots at me outside the ring here. Gentlemen, if you want to make comments to me, make sure you do it at your promotion, because if I go there, then feel free. I'm fair game. But when I go to a neutral promotion, that's, as far as I'm concerned, you're coming out for the popcorn match. Just do your job, and I'm not gonna bug you if you're not going to bug me. So we'll leave it at that. So, Frenetico, your thoughts on the match?
Again, just a couple of things, like seeing those some of these guys I've never seen before, and that was always it's always really exciting. You know, when you see the smaller guys though, you know, Big Jess and Metal, like them or not, they're big dudes. So when I saw their opponents, I saw the writing on the wall maybe a little bit. You know, being on the smaller side myself, it was always a rough night at the office when the guy steps in the ring across from you and he's you know, a foot taller and 100 pounds heavier. But give it to the guys. They did put up a fight, a heck of a match. And to be fair to the top talent, whether you like them or you don't like them, they got the 1-2-3, and at the end of the day, it's about winning.
Okay, so playing off what he said, the sizes, I think it was like around 320-something pounds or 330 pounds for Canadian Cougar and Jonathan Gresham versus 570 pounds for top talent.
That's a big mountain to climb.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was in a bad match. Top talent, like the bigger guys, they did get it to win, but I was very impressed to see Jonathan Gresham and Canadian Cougar, how well they worked together, because there was times that it looked like they almost did get the upset win over them, but in the end, just too much weight and advantage for them. Top talent, they got the win.
Andre. And then, okay, well, it's everything history we've had with them. Top talent did great in this match, like proving their size, their power. But for me tonight, it's about seeing Nikita Koloff and Jonathan Gresham. Gresham, I've been watching him in ROH for the past good long while. I'm a huge fan of this guy. Like, just some of the stuff he does in this ring.
Unbelievable.
Like, he was like flipping Jess around. And like, that's not an easy feat to a 323-pound man when you're 167 pounds. Like, just that difference. You don't usually flip the bigger guy, but he was flipping him around. And just impressive, just everything he can do. And I was talking with one of the wrestlers. He said to watch Jonathan Gresham versus Zack Sabre Jr. I got to see that too.
Now, just to wrap up how this match ended, it ended up in a... if you guys check out CWC Evolution, you got the Wrecking Crew's finishing move, also known as the Team 3D Neckbreaker, where one guy holds him up in a belly-to-backside suplex with the other man coming in for the neckbreaker on the Canadian Cougar, getting the 1-2-3. Now, let's move on to our main event of the evening, and my goodness, what a main event it was.
Now, this was a main event for a show like this. So, in this match, it's a four-corner survival, first fall to the finish. You have Knight, which is not spelled all in capitals. It's spelled normally. I don't know why people don't realize that. I'm looking at the run sheet that the promoter gave me, and trust me, it's not all capitals. So, we had Knight versus Kaito Kiyomiya versus Silas Young, the last real man in professional wrestling, Silas Young.
Yes.
Stand up and respect that man versus the original Marky. And I know what Silas used to stand up and clap for him if he even wanted to give you the time of day.
Now, to me, this match had main event written all over it. With all due respect to the heavyweight title, I'm glad that this match went on last, because you would have burned out the crowd if you had... these guys come in earlier.
If that was in the pre-intermission, the crowd thing would have been dead for the last two.
Yeah. Kudos to the booking staff to putting the matches in this order here, because it was a hell of a finish here. In the end, you got Marky going with, first of all, a bulldog leg drop combo on
Knight
and Keijo. And then
Kaito,
my apologies. And then Marky goes up and get his... top rope leg drop on Knight to secure the 1-2-3. Hell of a match from all four of these guys. And Silas continues to prove why he's one of the best around right now. Knight and Marky are the most underrated wrestlers around.
Yep.
And Pro Wrestling NOAH develops some of the top talent in the world.
Damn right.
That's the best way to put it here. Frenetico, your thoughts?
I don't think we can call them underrated anymore. You know, after a match like that, I mean, to the people that were here, that's the real deal. You know, you're not going to see you guys better than that. And I honestly think that I was saying to some of the other guys before this, most wrestling shows you go to, you'll find one or two matches where you go, that was ho-hum. But this show, that didn't exist. Every match was a stellar match. So I'll respectfully disagree and say that any match on this show could have been in that main event slot, and I would have been happy with it. Four guys going out there, balls out, and just killing it. And what more can you ask for, you know? Really, what more can you ask for? I don't even have anything else to say. Like, you guys saw that with your own eyes, you know, just as I did. It's phenomenal.
I seriously hope this gets onto the CWE tapings here and gets shown on CWE television, because it definitely is worth it.
I don't think Seattle can.
Brian, your thoughts?
Oh, wow. Great. This was a great way to end the show. Four of the best right now going at it. And, my God, Knight was great to see again. But to see Marky back, we haven't seen Marky in quite a few months. It was great to see him back in action. And to see Kyoto Kiyomiya.
Kaito Kiyomiya.
Whatever.
Kiyomiya.
Okay, whatever, yeah. Seeing him.
Sorry, not whatever. All due respect to him, but.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, it was great to see him. First time seeing him, very impressed by him. And then it's always a pleasure to see Silas and Young. The things that he's doing on ROH right now with Jay Lethal and that, it's amazing. And to see him in person again, I love seeing him always when he comes up here. It was just a great way to end the show. All four guys performed great. Loved the show.
Yeah, okay, so as everybody else said, phenomenal main event. And, like these guys just killed it. Like, everybody knows my fandom for wrestling in this area. Like, Marky is, to me, one of the best guys working in Alberta right now. Knight, again, same thing. He is so good. I just rewatched Best in the World from earlier this year with Silas Young versus Jay Lethal. Just watched that yesterday. Rewatched that match yesterday.
What a match!
And just preparing to come to see this show. And by God, Silas Young is even better in person than you. Like, I love this guy. Like, it's my second time seeing him, and I've been a huge fan of this guy forever. And then Kaito Kiyomiya. It's really hard to say. I'm really scared about screwing it up.
With all due respect, in Japan, there's a reason why I don't use my real last name in these podcasts for intelligible reasons.
So, and this guy, I don't know how old he is. He seems pretty young, but he's been Noah's developing awesome talent, and I love when CW's been bringing over guys. This, like, a couple shows ago, we got the guy from DDT. This time we got a guy from Noah.
Now they've actually signed a contract with Noah for a talent exchange program.
There you go. So hopefully we're seeing a different Noah guy every time they come here, which is phenomenal. And this match overall, just great. Love seeing all these guys. Like, and that promo Silas cut at the start, just running down Marky. I was just like, holy crap, dude. I'm thinking to myself, like, I hope Marky shuts you up. I was slightly disappointed that Marky didn't pin him just to shut him up almost.
You know, that's what you do, you know? You come into a place and you know, Mark's top talent around here. Everybody knows that.
He is the top talent.
And I'm sure that Silas did his homework, and he knew that coming in. So what do? And it's such a smart move, and it's a kind of a dumb move at the same time. You go to the top guy at the top of the mountain, and you say, hey, I'm going to knock you off tonight. And that's what he did. And you know, he didn't get the job done, but, man, you got to respect the effort. You know, he came in, he looked at the top guy dead in the eye and said, yeah, hey, guess what? I'm going to show you who the, you know, whatever it was he said, you know?
Who the real man is.
Yeah.
Well, it's time for our final thoughts on the show before we get to our highlights and the surprise of the night.
One thing. My headlock of the night. Came in the main event. I have to say it now.
Go ahead.
So Silas Young says, you want it? And everybody goes, yeah! And he starts running the ropes while Kaito is sitting there. He runs back and forth like five or six times. He runs up, it looks like he's going to kick him in the back, just drops down, puts the headlock on. Yeah. That was my headlock of the night.
That's awesome.
Maniac, you need to take lessons on how to do this properly.
Here. Exactly.
But before we get to our highlights of the night, overall thoughts on the card?
Just like I said before, phenomenal. This is my first time being at a CWE show and seeing many of these people for the first time. And they didn't disappoint, you know. And I think because their online presence on Facebook and Twitter is, they do a very good job, I find, of promoting not just their show in general, but their talent. And they make an effort to really describe, this is what this guy does or this is what this girl does. So when you show up to the shows,
you're familiar.
You're familiar. And that does lead to expectations, but man, did they just knocked it out of the park. Phenomenal show. I'll be back.
Andre.
I loved it. Like you were saying, there wasn't a match in the show that was ho-hum or boring or anything. I enjoyed this show top to bottom. Yes, I'm involved in it, but I love. I sit on the outside like everybody else all through the matches. I just do something before and after. That's it. I loved it. It was phenomenal. I can't wait for the next show. And just make sure to keep on the CWE Facebook, Twitter. They will be announcing when they return here to St. Albert within the next week. They're just finalizing the date with the venue.
You know, this show was missing one thing. The East Coast Luchador Fanatico.
Oh, man.
Cheap plug.
If you were on this show, it would have been amazing.
Brian, your thoughts?
Oh, my God. What a great show. That's, like I said, six fantastic matches overall. And the crowd that showed up for it tonight, unbelievable. All the boys and girls, they performed to the top level. And I think every fan here went home happy. I know I'm going home happy. Andre Fanatico and Mike are. And, I mean, this is how you do a show when everybody walks home happy, talks about it for the next month or so, you know, and hoping when they can't wait for them to come back, because I know I'll be here. I know everybody probably here will be, so I cannot wait.
Oh, yeah.
I will make two simple points about how happy I am about this show and how well it went over. Number one, fans in Edmonton have been complaining and whining about why we don't get WWE TV out here. It's always house shows or whatnot when they come out. Shows like this prove that we do get pay-per-view, TV-worthy shows coming out to Edmonton all the time with CWE.
I'd rather watch this than an episode of Raw.
Yeah, I actually mentioned that on my Twitter during the show. I was like, you know, there are a lot of people home watching Raw right now, but I'm here live watching CWE.
Exactly. Like, yep.
And not regretting it, you know, at all.
Me neither.
And support local indies.
And speaking of support local indies, these guys sold me on a ticket for tomorrow. I'm going down to Springbrook, folks, so that's going to be our next quick calls. But we'll get to that later on here. All right, folks, it's time for our main event, or our main events. God, I'm sounding like you here, Andre.
It is the main event of the night.
Our highlights of the night. Fanatico, I'll let you go first.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the opening match. Just absolute chaos, loved every second of it, and there was no pause in the action. There was always something to see, always something exciting. Everybody performed super well. I don't think anybody got hurt, which is always really good too. And when the finish happened, you knew it was the end of the match, and just I loved it. Just very, very phenomenal match. I couldn't say enough good things about it, and I hope they all come back real soon.
I wanted to make a special shout out here to Jonathan Gresham selling, because I had some fans sitting right in front of me, and Gresham was down on the ground in front of him, and he literally turned to me and said, "He looks like he's hurt," and I'm pretty sure he's not.
He went limping out.
Yeah. Definitely a great sell job there. Brian, I'm going to let you go next.
Well, my highlight of the night is the CWE title match between Orion and Tyler Colton with Nikita Koloff in Colton's corner. My God, what a match between these two big boys, and the power of both men. Unbelievable. I just loved the back and forth strength of these guys, because I didn't know who was going to win it. Orion was about 2 1/8 away of winning the title tonight. It was very, very close. Very impressed with it.
Now I'm going to go with mine, and that you guys know I'm a fan of women's wrestling.
You're not going last?
I'm not going last for once. Jordynne Grace, Kelly Klein.
Yes.
My God. Like, I could watch this on every card for hell. I'd love to hit every stop on this tour that they're on.
For sure. 'Cause no doubt.
These ladies put on pay-per-view worthy matches, right? This one without a doubt. It's one of the key things what sold me on going to Springbrook tomorrow. So, hell of a match, and I can't wait to see what the future is for both these ladies here. Andre, I'm going to let you take cleanup here.
I think it's pretty damn easy where I'm going. It's the main event of the night, the four-way, like, Silas Young, one of my favorite wrestlers in the world, Marky and Knight, two of the best guys in Alberta right now, and Kaito, who, seeing him for the first time, this guy's great. All four men, phenomenal in that ring, just killing it. Silas looking badass as ever. Marky picking up a huge win in that four-way like that. I just phenomenal. Phenomenal way to end the night.
Absolutely.
Well, we got two surprises of the night here, folks, and I'm going to take over for this one. First of all, we had Frenetico on the podcast. That's something we haven't had in a while.
Here. You know what? I haven't been heard much from since March, and you know, I've been watching. I've been keeping my eye on things, and like I said before, you never know when and where the East Coast Lucha is going to show up.
Keep showing up in this podcast, dude. Come on.
And the second one I'm going to give the surprise is the ref and his reactions to stuff.
Yeah. But,
like, that's one thing we've always had trouble with at CWE shows. From the referee who had tape glasses and couldn't get down.
Squeaky Magoo.
There was Squeaky Magoo. And then you got Ian Smalls, which, from our previous history,
he's
we know he's hit or miss.
There was that one dude a couple shows ago. I can't remember his name. Joseph or something.
Yeah. This show, this referee was on top of everything, as well as that shot he gave Delmer there in the first match.
So
like,
good.
That was just, it was perfect timing and everything. And
yes.
You know, I can't wait to hear the details of the CWE winter tour that's going to be coming up here. Make sure you check out CWE Canada on Twitter, Facebook, on their website.
CWCanada.ca, and they are on Instagram, too.
Wow, cheap plugs all around. Hell of a show, and they're going to announce their winter show here coming up. So, well, I think it's about time to wrap this up here. Want to make sure that we get everybody over here before we send her on out. Frenetico, where can everybody find you?
Oh, man, you know what? I'm sort of a bit of a mystery. I find you, you know. I am on Twitter, and it's misspelled, but it was misspelled intentionally. It's at F-R-E... Frentic, it's like Frentico PWA. And there's actually a story behind that. I actually tried to get Frenetico PWA, and it was taken.
I don't know how.
I don't know how either. I'm also on Facebook, and that's actually probably a little bit of a better way to find me. Just search Frenetico, and it's actually pretty easy to find me. There's not very many of me out there.
Brian?
I can get hold of me on Twitter at the Wrestling Mind.
You can call me, too, if you wanted to. You know, just PM me. It's all good.
Okay, Andre.
You can get me on Instagram at that Canada dude, on Twitter at that Canada guy. Ladies and gentlemen, please just support indie wrestling wherever you are.
Now, before I give all mine, just remember, folks, our next quick calls. I'm actually going to see if I can drag T. James Logan into one of these from the Springbrook Multiplex with the next night of the CWE tour, emanating from the Springbrook Multiplex just outside of Red Deer, and then. Following that, it's going to be the CWC King of the Mountain show, where we're going to have a ladder match for the CWC Championship. Not CWE, CWC. Sorry, folks, a little different. As well as they are introducing their new Alberta title in a Gauntlet Rumble style matchup. So that's going to be an interesting setup here. That's coming up on Saturday, August 12th.
And I'm back on August 19th for PWA.
Yeah, folks, we're back in the full swing of things here with wrestling here, and I'm going to tell you, might have a few surprise guests coming up on podcasts here, so make sure you check us out at Edmonton SPN on Twitter. I am at MikeTheRefEDM on Instagram, at MikeTheRef on Twitter, and I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me here, the East Coast Luchador Frenetico, our ring announcer to the stars, Andre C., the Wrestling Mind, Brian Hamilton. This is Mike the Ref saying, if you're going to make a good call, make a quick call. And this has been Quick Calls from the St. Albert Community Hall with Canadian Wrestling Elite Nightmare on Elite Street Tour here on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
This has been Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. Contact us on Facebook or check out EdmontonSPN.podbean.com.